gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Welcome to WHW Monday. Tony Schiavone and Conrad Thompson.
Jim Crockett for Starrcade, 605 NWA, TV title cage and Omni, the Bunkhouse Stampede, Flair and Horseman, Garvin, Bogey, Magnum, Dusty, Express Tag Team, Turner, Bonin, Mid-South, Joy World Championship Wrestling.
Talking about the great years of World Championship Wrestling, the NWA and Jim Crockett Promotion.
Tony and Friends North, they win. Look, Schiavone's back again. World title split off center stage, Bischoff, Disney, Hogan, and Nitro, New World Order and the Crow. Thunder Russo, Arquette Champ, Vinnie Mac, simulcast. Tony's back with Conrad, not your classy podcast. Watch along, try not to laugh, Lois rules, cat bat. This wasn't the initial plan, Tom Zink's a good-looking man. Klondike Bill, make a chair, Tommy, you come over here.
What happened when?
WHW Monday. And now, let's go to the ring. And here's your co-host, hey, it's Conrad Thompson.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to What Happened When? A little bonus action here for Patron. Tony, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, Conrad, we're here at the end of the month of October. Ooh. I want to wish you Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. Are you excited about your costume?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've got a big Halloween party over here that you're not coming to because you're big time.
Not because I'm big time, it's because I've got a autograph signing in Traverse City, Michigan. It's called the Cherry City Comic Con, by the way.
Cherry City?
Yeah, up Traverse City, Michigan, which is a resort town up on the lake in the northern part of Michigan, is also known, they say, as the cherry capital of the world. So this is called Cherry City. Cherry City Comic Con. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going up as a guest of Source Point Press. They are the ones who published our comic book. And I'm very excited about it. I can't wait. It'll be a great way to spend the weekend.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not going to the Halloween party. So let me ask you, what are you dressing up as?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
I'll have to find out.
Well, okay.
There'll be pictures out there, I assure you.
Okay, good, good. I'm sure there'll be pictures on ad-free shows.
I hope not, but I bet. Hey, we're pretty excited today because we're doing some bonus content from something you never saw. One of the more memorable and controversial matches and really angles of 2005. And everybody knows by now, we're talking about Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan. So what we want you to do is watch along with us that famous or infamous Larry King segment from season 13, episode 31, August 1st, 2005. It's Monday Night Raw, season 13, episode 31, August 1st, 2005. And the time code, Tony, I've got it at 1 hour and 10 seconds.
That's it. 1 hour, 10 seconds. If you hit pause right there and wait on us, you're going to see the Larry King lookalike, so to speak, with his mouth agape.
Everybody loves agape mouths. And Tony, I'm ready when you are. If you want to give us a countdown, we'll get going on this very special edition of What Happened When.
Well, let's tell the fans that as soon as we see this, we're going to, as soon as this little skit is over, so to speak, we're going to go to the SummerSlam match, which will be, by the way, season 18, episode one, get that one ready. And we'll give you the time code when we get there, but here we go. It's time to watch along with John Hamilton of South Carolina. Thank you, John. In 3, 2, 1 play.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the immortal Hulk Hogan.
Whoa.
Great of you to join me tonight. Hulk, You'll be squaring off against Shawn Michaels at SummerSlam. Now, that's Shawn Michaels. He's a tough guy, isn't he?
Let me tell you something, brother. This is a dream match, brother. One that I've always dreamed of, brother. But I got news for you. I'll be 102 years old, brother, by the time I step into the ring at SummerSlam. Every day the Hulkster wakes up that he's not dead, brother. He's living on bonus time.
Let me ask you a question, Hulky. Are you a bad guy or a good guy?
Well, on camera, brother, I'm a great guy. But when that camera goes off, brother, oh, it's a different story, brother. Oh, brother, 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 brother.
So, Hulky, do you still like the wrestling, huh?
Are you kidding, brother? I love it. It's in my blood, brother. It's also in my knee, brother, and in my hip, brother. But I just can't seem to shake it, brother. And if I do shake too hard, brother, it's going to be in my back. Do you know what I mean, brother? Brother!
Hey, Hulky, Hulky.
Brother, brother.
Don't you think you're a little old for the wrestling?
I got news for you, Larry, brother. It's not how old you are. It's how old you feel, brother. And I feel 157, brother.
Battle Creek, Michigan. Hello.
Hi, my question's for Hulk. When are we going to see you again here in Battle Creek?
Again in Battle Creek? Oh, brother, that would imply that I would have ever gone to Battle Creek, brother. The Hulkster only makes the big towns, brother.
Now, come on, let's be serious. How are you going to stand in the ring with this Shawn Michaels? I mean, he's a showstopper. He's the icon. He's a real tough guy. Here, take a look.
Whoa, buddy.
See it a little,
I will give you a show like you have never, ever seen before. Why? Because I can.
Well, you love Shawn Michaels or you hate him, it's really irrelevant. He's a magnificent athlete. What a tremendous fighting spirit.
A heartbreak kid.
Lays down
for absolutely nobody.
Shawn Michaels is like a pit bulldog. He doesn't know how big or how little he really is. He doesn't really give a damn.
I am simply the very best sports entertainer in the world.
Nobody has ever, ever outperformed Shawn Michaels in a big match situation.
Performer the WWE has ever known.
Oh! What the? Michael's in super kick.
All that matters, Hulk Hogan, is that when SummerSlam is over, I know that you know that I am the Showstopper! Won't lay down for you. Brother.
Hulky, what's going to happen at SummerSlam?
Well, after seeing that, brother, I've obviously got some serious politicking to do backstage with Vincent K. McMahon. You see, brother, Shawn Michaels is obviously an amazing athlete, brother. But he never quite made it to the upper tier, brother. You see, after I walked out of the WWE, brother, and decided to go make even more money somewhere else, brother, they gave the ball to Shawn Michaels. But he couldn't quite get the job done. You see, he's got more important things on his mind, like becoming the greatest wrestler that has ever stepped into the ring, brother. He's more concerned about going out there each and every night, brother, and stealing the show. Brother, he works just as hard in Battle Creek, Michigan, brother, as he does in Madison Square Garden, brother. See, the Hulkster, brother, he's got a philosophy, brother. Once those people are in the building, brother, you've already got their cash in your front pocket, brother. But Shawn Michaels, brother, he'd rather go out there and nearly kill himself every night, brother, just to make sure those people get their money's worth, brother. But you see something? It's not gonna matter. It's not gonna matter, brother. Cause you know Mean Gene, brother, when the Hulkster can...
Larry King.
Whatever, Larry. I'm selling tickets here, brother. What you gonna do, brother, when the Hulkster comes at you, Shawn Michaels, at SummerSlam, brother? We're gonna hook up, brother, you and me, for the first time in history, brother. The first time, brother. The last time, brother. The only time, brother. And when that bell rings, brother. Oh, brother. Cramp! Oh, brother! 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 Hulk Hogan, you've got your reality show. Hogan knows best. At SummerSlam, what are you gonna do when reality kicks you right in the face?
So what did you think, Tony?
Yikes! Keeping tape. I got a lot of questions that maybe you can answer. So why don't we go to the, match and we'll talk about them.
All right. Okay? We're going to go to season 18, episode 1. Mm-hmm. And, I think you've got a time code for us.
Yes. It's 2 hours, 15 minutes and 42 seconds. Again, SummerSlam season 18, episode 1, which is also known as SummerSlam 2005 in the real world. Season 18, episode 1, SummerSlam 2005, 2 hours, 15 minutes, 42 seconds. That's 2:15:42. And if you're ready, we'll roll.
Here we go. Three,
2, 1, plize.
To be able to broadcast a match like this, Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, the first meeting ever between two of the greatest to ever lace their boots. And ironically, this situation, it got together when both these men became tag team partners.
I'm right here on my knees asking you for one favor, but I'm not asking you for anything more than what every other WWE fan has asked you for. If I have to pick a tag team partner, I want that tag team partner to be Hulk Hogan. Just one more match.
The teamwork from Hogan and Shawn Michaels.
Well, you gotta admit that Hogan and Shawn Michaels are a hell of a team.
Whoa, yes! Here it is!
Hogan got the tag! Oh! Hogan got the tag!
Oh! The big boot!
Here it comes!
Oh! Hell on a drop! It's over!
Yes!
The Dream Team has done it! Two of the greatest!
greatest in-ring performers to ever grace the squared circle, and they make you proud that you're in this business. Oh, Michael just super kicked the hell out of Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, you've been living off a reputation that you created 20 years ago. I go out there every single night and recreate myself. So, I am laying down the challenge. SummerSlam! The immortal Hulk Hogan versus the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. At SummerSlam, I'm gonna kick your teeth down your throat.
You, my friend, have taken this thing to a whole nother level, dude. If you want a match with me, all you had to do was ask. But instead, you cheap-shotted me. Every time you come out in this ring, it's for Shawn Michaels. I'm here for each and every one of these Hulkamaniacs, brother. And if they want me in SummerSlam to kick your skinny little ass, then I'm gonna kick your ass, Shawn Michaels.
In this ring, you can't touch me. You are gonna find out that your immortality has a price. Hulk Hogan!
What are you gonna do, Shawn Michaels?
What you gonna do?
When the power,
the showstopper,
of all these Hulkamaniacs,
the headliner,
and Hulk Hogan,
the main event, the icon.
What you gonna do, brother, at SummerSlam?
When the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels,
when Hulkamania destroys you.
Well, I got to admit, they know how to put together a package, don't they?
I don't think there's anybody better at it.
Yeah. Wow. So my questions about this, obviously, are, did Hulk agree to all this? Did he know they were going to take it this far, that Shawn was going to take it this far?
Nope.
Ah, okay. All right, because two things I thought were happening here. He didn't know they were going to take it this far. Or it was one of those where Vince knew that, well, maybe he needed the money, you know, kind of like Dusty Rhodes and the Polka Dots.
Yep.
And we're going to really make fun of him at his expense. So Hulk didn't. Okay. So by the time now they're coming out, Hulk probably is pretty pissed, right?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else you need to say about this backstory?
Lots of politicking. Hulk Hogan's going to go ahead and do his thing here, and then he's out of here. And Shawn Michaels is going to go on Raw the next week and bury him, or the next day and bury him.
Okay.
And this was supposed to be part one of a multi-match series.
Right.
But Shawn Michaels' behavior in the match you're about to see was so offensive to Hulk Hogan, and the promo that he cut the next day on Raw was so offensive to Hulk Hogan, there were no more. That was it.
Wow.
By the way, this show that we're watching, SummerSlam 04, so the year prior, had 415,000 buys.
Yep.
The story you're watching right now, 650,000 buys.
Wow.
So they're in, baby.
Yep.
It was all scripted, by the way, and it was all approved by Vince McMahon, that Larry King thing.
Uh-huh.
But it certainly feels like maybe they didn't have Hulk Hogan's blessing.
Yeah, I can't from the moment he walked in, there's our buddy, Mike Chioda, as when he walks in on the walker from that right then I knew, no, there's no way Hulk went for that, you know, Because in reality, if you play it up right, the way Hulk thought it would be, or the way it probably should have been, it wouldn't have been that way, right?
Here's a quote. Okay. Quote, it's a radio interview that Hogan did.
Okay.
There are a lot of things he'll never do at places I went, he's never been. This is like one shot to even up the score. His one shot to say Shawn Michaels is really the showstopper or whatever he thinks he is. And it's kind of a jealousy thing. So at the end of the day, he can do all the personal stuff he wants and tell everyone how great of a person he is. But as far as the wrestling business goes, it was a straight out cheap shot. And that's where he's coming from. The lower tier or the bottom feeder position. So at the end of the day, I have a feeling he's bit off more than he's ready for.
Hmm. Okay. So now we go into this match, I guess, as fans, many fans thinking this is going to be a shoot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of intrigue in this, really.
A lot, because again, what wrestling fans want is, okay, that's not real. Okay. That's fake. Okay. That's part of the show. Oh, but now this,
right.
This was real.
Sure.
And when we can sort of suspend our disbelief, even when we're sort of in on the gag, that's a win.
Right.
See Hulk Hogan making his way to the ring now. By the way, Wade Keller would start the torch the week after by saying this sentence: Shawn Michaels took a bad situation and made the best of it. With less than a week to go before the pay-per-view, sources say he was so frustrated with his good faith negotiations with Hulk Hogan behind the scenes that he was insisting on a DQ finish to the match. He had reached a point that he didn't want a job to Hogan under any circumstances. Hogan, though, apparently had creative control written into his WWE deal, so he got to call the shots. And he wanted to win with a leg drop clean. And therefore, that's the way it's going to be. When Shawn accepted the match in the first place, he'd never worked with Hogan before. His friends warned him, saying Hogan was going to get what he wanted, and it's a mistake to not work out a finish ahead of time before agreeing to the match. Michaels figured he could play hardball too. In the end, he couldn't. The details aren't known, but ultimately Michaels was convinced by Vince McMahon that he basically had to do the match Hogan's way. Michaels had proposed a second match, and it was considered. It would allow both men to get two big paydays. Michaels also figured it could be a way for them to go 1-1 against each other. However, when Hogan talked about a second match, of course he talked about winning that one too. The second match discussed was a cage match, the one with the blue bars where the winner is the first to escape, and Hogan proposed he beat Michaels at SummerSlam, and then he beat him in the follow-up cage match just by crawling out of the ring. Michaels didn't go for that, so they went back to the original plan of just one match.
Yeah. A lot of really bad things about wrestling in this whole angle. Politicking, creative control. Now, I'm not blaming Hulk Hogan for all this. I mean, you come up with what you want and the promoter's got to agree to it, right? Creative control.
Yep.
And I know you and Eric have talked about Hogan's creative control that he had in WCW. I know in 83 weeks a lot, but this one kind of blows my mind, this whole thing.
Well, yeah. Sean's not happy about it. And the next night he goes on Raw, and Wade would write, Michaels though, got his revenge the next night. He came out with a smile on his face and accepted the cheers of the fans. He said, as much as it hurt to admit it, Hogan was the quote unquote better man the night before. Then the promo took a strange turn. He began to mock Hogan, sarcastically saying Hogan was cat-like and nimble. He even said he couldn't figure out his catch-as-catch-can style. Quote, I mean, his ring prowess was in so many ways and on so many levels superior to mine that I simply could not compete. When it was over, even I, the evil Shawn Michaels, found myself victim like so many before me to that vicious leg drop. 1, 2, 3. Of course, the crowd didn't know how to react. Some fans booed and cheered, but most just sat in silence. The crowd then began a small chant of Hogan, Hogan. Michaels continued, "Now back to our regularly scheduled programming and back to reality. The reality is this. Hulk Hogan's on a jet back to Florida until you, the WWE fan, can give him what he wants." And did a money signal, rubbing together his thumb and fingers against each other. "I, Shawn Michaels, am here tonight to give you exactly what you want, the showstopper." Yeah.
Shawn obviously found religion later in life, didn't he?
No, he's super religious right here.
Oh, he really is.
This is Christian Shawn.
This is Christian Shawn.
Yep.
Oh, so now we are, well, this is SummerSlam 05. We're 16 years later, right?
Yep.
And as Shawn ever talked about this since then?
He did a Q&A in 2014 where he says, "We were going to do a best of three, and in the last minute, Hogan backed out. So that day, I will admit this, I poked the bear all day. I already knew what I was going to do. I was going to go out there and do business, but I was going to make him earn it just to be a pain in the butt all day. And that was something I did for my own enjoyment. It wasn't right. It wasn't professional." Mm. The next year, 2015, 10 years after the match, Hogan said this, "If you really go behind the scenes on the Shawn Michaels thing, I just sat back. I mean, this is Vince's show, Vince's thing. When we went to the dressing room, Vince came in and said, 'Okay, I want Hogan to go over. No big deal. Those are Vince's wishes. If he had told me to take the super kick and do the 1-2-3, even though everybody says I've never done a job, quote, if you go back and look at my career, I've pretty much lost more matches in the last 15 years than I've won. Trying to get guys like Triple H to The Undertaker to The Rock, you name it. I didn't win too many matches, but it's business. I'm trying to help these guys. So, you know, when Vince wanted Shawn to do the job, he went out and had the match and everybody said, 'Oh, Shawn oversold. He was making fun of you.' If Shawn was really doing that, you'd have to ask him, because I've seen him take the turnbuckle. He jumps on the bottom rope and does the flip, which, you know, okay, whatever, but he's done it several times, not just with me. But what really happened, the reason it didn't go any longer was because I shut it down, because the next day I was expecting to, you know, return the favor. And then, okay, now you beat me and I beat you. Let's go to a third match and then let's go to the cage and keep it going. Because he was such a great worker, I thought we were going to have a great run, but it could be my fault. Maybe I had my feelings too much involved, but I thought that interview was going to be Shawn, you know what? I got to give it to Hogan. He was better than me on that night, but it'll never happen again. You know what? I'm quicker and faster than him, but he had that momentum. He had that crowd, but it'll never happen again. I'm asking you, Hulk Hogan, for another match. I thought it was going to be a business interview, but then he came out and sarcastically, 'Oh, he was too fast. He was too young.' And I went, 'I'm out. You know, I just told Vince, your boy, you know, it's not business.' So I pulled the plug on that deal. So that's where it ended up. And it wasn't a creative thing. I just said, I don't want to be doing a clown show from this point on. I thought the guy wanted to dig in and draw some big money." And then Shawn Michaels had a DVD that the WWE put out. And he would say, "In my mind, I presented it to him as just good guys versus bad guys. And the thing where HBK was, man, I don't know. I don't know if I can beat the immortal Hulk Hogan." And then the next week I was told that Terry would prefer it was classic baby face versus heel, like it's 1998. And I said, "Man, you gotta be kidding me. I'd tear him up. I'd go out there on the mic and I'd tear him to shreds." And they said, "Give us that then. That's what we want." And I thought, "You've got to be kidding me. Are you sure he's okay with that?" And Vince told me, "Terry's business." And before I did it, I said, are you sure he's okay with it? And Vince repeated, "Terry's business." And then I saw Hogan the next week and asked him, "Are you okay with all this?" And it was the, "No problem, brother. And I got news for you. If he denies it, I'll tell you to his face. I asked him before, I asked him after every time. And he's like, you know, work with me, brother." And I'm just like, wow, some of the most successful people in this business are the most insecure. And so now you're going to see this sham of a match, this embarrassment of a match, the silly over the top selling.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of it already. Kicking him on the turnbuckle.
You see some of it on Wednesday nights. I mean, it's become a lot of people grew up watching this.
Right. Right.
And so now when they do it, it's an ode to Shawn Michaels. When Shawn Michaels does it the first time, he's mocking Hulk Hogan. But now, right. You know, the wrestling business has once again changed even more. And the over the top silly selling is now just part of everyday life.
Right. Wow. This match. So this match in many ways, is a trendsetter, is, part of wrestling lore, obviously.
Yeah. It's certainly infamous.
Infamous. Very well said. I don't really know who do you believe and who's the bad guy here and all of this. I don't know. Maybe the bad guy in all this is Vince. Maybe he's behind the scenes just laughing at all this. But I do know one thing. I think Hogan is right about one thing, if in fact that, wow, in that that they really did big business and could have probably done more big business had they just done it right, right?
I mean, this did big business, yeah.
Right. You think a second match and a third match would have done big business?
Not after this one.
Well, no, I'm saying going into it, doing
course,
it right.
Of course.
Yes, right.
I mean, I don't know how it wouldn't.
I think Sean's paintbrushes are, whoa. I had seen spots from this match. I had not seen the whole match.
All right.
And I had not really heard the backstory, obviously. So this is,
let me give you this context.
Okay.
The biggest SummerSlam, you know, the jump from 90, we'll call it 97 to 98 was just phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
What I mean is in 97, 235,000 people bought SummerSlam. In 98 with Stone Cold on top. Yeah. 700,000 people bought SummerSlam for him and The Undertaker.
Wow.
It was down to 699, down to 570 in 2000, down to 565 in 2001, down to 540 in 02, down to 465 in 03, down to 415 in 04. You see the downward trend.
Right.
I mean, from 1998 on, down. And then this happens, 650,000. All of a sudden, for one night, we're almost as hot as we were when Stone Cold first got hot. And this is the last major pay-per-view in SummerSlam history. It's off a cliff again, to 541, to 537, to 477, to 369, to 350, to 296. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a downward trend that will continue for years and years and years.
Wow. Let me ask you, here's another question too. And God, analytics can tell so many stories. Is it because just the wrestling product is on a downward trend itself?
Yeah. But here's the thing. How did it get on a downward trend? When you can, cause it was on a downward trend after 98.
Right.
And then all of a sudden in this particular year, you pulled the nose all the way up and it was these guys working together.
Yeah.
So when you said earlier, you know, who's at fault here?
Yeah.
And you said, maybe it was Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Politically. Sure. This was a fail,
mm-hmm.
But boy, this did big business. So yeah. if this is out of the brain trust of Vince McMahon, that's what he's mm-hmm. looking for. What can we do? That's going to make the most money.
Yeah.
He made the right call. But I do tend to think he probably should have had all three finishes if he wanted three matches negotiated ahead of time.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever there are hurt feelings or broken deals, or, you know, you see a business arrangement come to an end, or for that matter, any type of relationship come to an end, it comes down to a lack of communication.
Yeah.
It comes down to, we didn't set the proper expectations. And you know, the key to life is managing expectations. And had Sean and Hogan been on paper and understand ahead of time exactly what we're doing, what the long-term storytelling was, we probably would have seen this again at the Royal Rumble and maybe a big blow off at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or at least pump up some of those B shows, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Right now, with Hogan bleeding here, the fans are kind of like in shock, aren't they?
Well, I don't know if they're in shock.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're thinking, hey, we're in the midst of a shoot here. I don't know what the fans were thinking here.
Well, I'll tell you, on the heels of the strong promos and the Larry King segment specifically.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants to know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's how you know you've got the business, you know, where you want it to be. Like, even if you've got the quote unquote smart fans wondering what's going to happen.
Right.
Because as you know, Tony, the smart fans, you know, guys like me, we fucking know everything. You know, we're just super goddamn geniuses.
Right. I know.
We turn on the show and we know everything that's going to happen. And I knew they were going to do that. You know, we're super geniuses.
Yeah. It's dipshits like you guys that chase me away from social media.
Yeah. It's dipshit like you guys who got you back into wrestling.
Some of you guys. A small part of you guys got me back into wrestling.
The sleeper hold, the dreaded. You ever put Lois on a sleeper?
No, I've never done that. Let me ask you, in 2005, you're watching this as it happens.
Yep.
What's going through your mind as a fan?
I'll never forget my female companion.
Okay.
Wrecked her car. She was in a wreck the night of the Larry King segment.
Uh-huh.
So I saw that Larry King segment in an ER waiting room.
Wow.
And I thought it was kind of interesting that they just had wrestling on. Uh-huh. Like, plays wrestling in an ER waiting room. But they did. Look at that blood coming down on Sean's arm in the sleeper.
Yeah. Well, it's obvious. You can see that there was that Hogan zipped himself. You can see where it's bleeding from.
Well, what's he supposed to do, Tony?
I know.
He had to cut his forehead, brother. He's all business, brother. Look at that.
So now you're watching the match in 05.
Yep.
So what did you think of the match?
You know, Sean was showing his ass.
Okay. Hey, ironically, I just saw the sign. This is at the, or is it?
MCI Center.
Yeah. Is this it in Washington?
Yeah.
Wow. The same place where we.
Sting and Hogan.
And the same place where the very first Dynamite was. How about that?
God, could you shield that shit any harder?
Yes, I could.
I was so happy seeing you walk out of the tunnel that day.
Yeah, that was a very surreal moment. What a business. What a fucking business on many levels.
I didn't know it was a fucking business, but I guess it kind of is on this particular episode.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking business.
Wow. Fans. I just,
Kip up Jones. Here we go. You want to hear JR's call? Listen to some of this.
Yeah.
I saw his first match back in the 80s. And Shawn Michaels able to nip up, deliver the blow. And now Michaels, he's a showstopper here, folks. He sends his victory.
This is certainly not good for the immortal Hulk Hogan. He may, he may be mortal after all, but look at this. Look at the Hulkster.
Michaels missed the elbow from the top.
You.
Rush of adrenaline.
Oh, my God. Hogan went for the big boot, but Shawn Michaels came flying up into the Hulk and to the referee.
Wait till you see the reaction, the big boot and the leg drop. When you see the final big boot and the leg drop.
Okay.
I just can't wait for your reaction.
Okay.
In your opinion, well, I guess you probably hadn't seen that. You haven't seen many Shawn Michaels matches.
No, I've seen a number of them lately. I saw the one from is it WrestleMania 25?
Oh, him and Undertaker, yeah.
Yeah, which I thought it may be the best match I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
He's one of the best match I've ever seen, if not the best match.
When people say, oh, Shawn Michaels is the best wrestler of all time, I don't even think you can argue. Like, you have to just agree that, hey, that's something people think.
Right.
You know, and you could disagree. You could say, oh, no, it's Bret Hart. You could say, oh, no, it's Ric Flair.
Right.
But you're not necessarily going to argue with someone who thinks Shawn Michaels. And you see now, a little interesting decision here. Instead of coming off the top with another big boot, instead, Sean sets up the sharpshooter, which of course is the move he had Bret Hart in when he screwed him in Montreal.
Yeah.
So a lot of people probably thought, oh, he's going to get cute, or they're going to get cute with the creative and have some sort of screwed up finish. Let's listen in to JR.
Pulling Hogan back to the center of the ring.
I'm afraid that Hulk Hogan is going to have to face reality.
Did he tap?
Is that it? Oh, I think he's trying to.
No. Hulk Hogan, he tapped again.
He's trying to pull himself.
He just tapped twice.
Referee's right there to make the call. Hogan trying to crawl.
I'll make the call then.
With everything he has, and everything, maybe more importantly, Hogan has left.
He just inches away.
Come on, Hogan, what are you saying now?
He's got the ropes.
Hogan in the ropes. Referee's going to call for the break.
Well, this match should be over. Hulk Hogan just tapped twice.
How about Coachman on commentary, too?
Wow, yeah. Being a heel. Well, two referees are down.
Where do you view Hogan all time as far as importance to the business? Not necessarily in-ring performance. We know that's a different conversation. When it comes down to the icons of wrestling, where's Hogan on your list?
Top three.
With
Stone Cold and Flair.
I thought you were going to say Adam Cole.
Well, the chapter is yet to be written. I don't think we can ever recreate the '80s again. I'm not so sure we can ever recreate, Attitude Era again. Everything, I mean, things change obviously, but, and then of course there's Ric Flair, who spanned generations, right?
Let's listen to this chair business.
Shawn Michaels with a steel chair in hand, going to ensure that he does not leave here without his hand being raised tonight. Michaels looking to take Hogan's head off.
He is measuring the Hulkster, and when Hulk gets up, turns around,
no matter what it takes, that's what Shawn Michaels is willing to do.
Listen to this impact. Let's just
go ahead.
Let's just hear it.
Go ahead.
A steel chair across the Hulkster's cranium. The bloody batter, Hulk Hogan, has been knocked down, perhaps for the final time in this match, perhaps his career, by Shawn Michaels.
What a way for it to end.
And Michaels, boom! Coming hell or high water, went for the elbow off the top for the second time, and the second time takes Michaels to the promised land.
Well, it looks like Shawn Michaels is going to win this, but can he be proud? Well, he's used a steel chair.
You're damn right he can be proud.
He's out a low blow. And now,
Michael trying to revive the referee.
Let's tune up the band.
The fat lady may be fixing the bell.
A sign of greatness is doing what you say you are going to do. And that's exactly what Shawn Michaels has done tonight.
Michaels knocked out Hogan once with sweet chin music. If he does it here again, he'll remember it forever.
This is the American way. The aggression, the challenge, the challenging yourself to get it done.
He got it. It's over.
He got it.
Michael's got Hogan with a sweet chin music. Every county.
Forget about it.
Oh, oh my God.
For the love of God, Hogan powered out.
I can't believe it.
How in the hell did that happen?
Nobody kicks out
I got to tell you, when he hit that super kick back in 05, I thought for sure that was it.
Yeah.
Because we'd already sort of seen the U thing, but now we're getting the full blown hulking up action.
Yeah.
There's the big point for the second time.
Uh-huh.
Watch Sean sell this offense now.
Okay.
Get up off a big boot, run around and fall. Can you believe that? And look, Hogan's like, well, fuck him. He wants the hot dog. I will too. I'll just do all my ear cupping bullshit right now.
Right. Yep. Right where he's laying down.
Yep. Just keep laying there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think?
An amazing story, amazing backstory. All that's in many ways had been wrong with our business during that era, even the era before. Not blaming anybody there. Okay. I'm just saying egos, whatever. But Hulk certainly did juice up for it, didn't he?
Hey, Hulk did his part in this match. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. He sure did.
So there you go, man. You've seen one of the more infamous moments or matches in WWE history.
Yeah. I'm glad I saw it, and I appreciate looking at this and watching this as one of our bonus our bonus matches, John Hambledon. Thanks, buddy. And, well, as you can see, there's, Shawn Michaels coming back in, right?
Here we go.
I just want some more.
I think he does. I think Shawn Michaels wants more.
Well, I think Hulk Hogan will be glad to give it to him right now. We need to, where's the referee?
Got more pride than anybody I know, and this hurts. It hurts to lose to Hogan at SummerSlam.
All right. He said, I needed to know, and I found out, and extends the old hand.
Yeah.
Hogan takes a look around, like, I don't know, should I shake it, brother?
Yeah.
What'd you think of Sean's interview where he mocked Hogan and did all the brothers? I thought that was good.
Oh, it was very entertaining.
Yeah. All the brothers were good.
Very well done.
And are you more of a brother or a daddy or a Jack guy?
Brother.
Yeah.
I use brother a lot.
I've started to use daddy.
Yeah, really?
I've become a daddy guy this year.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I turned
40 or what.
What's that again?
I don't know if it's because I turned 40 or what, but I'm a daddy guy now.
Yeah, you're a daddy guy. Yeah, so I just, I don't know what Sean said to him as he's walking off there, but.
Thanks for the payday. Thanks for making me the most money I've ever made in a SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm an asshole. Actually, he didn't say that yet. If he would have, it would have been better. What do you think about Hulk Hogan's hot dog skin?
Iconic.
I mean, that hot dog skin was over.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Well,
hot dog skin.
Unfortunately, we're silly idiots. And unfortunately, that's the end of our show. We're over today, but we've been over for years. Just ask Tony.
That's right. And we're coming back for more, brother.
Stay tuned to more bonus action right here on Patreon.